Hello everyone, and my name is Tisya Nagdud, a student from MYP3, and today I shall be narrating out the book The Upside Down King by a famous author known by Subha Murthy. The book Upside Down King contains the unusual tales about Rama and Krishna. Let's begin with the Upside Down King story. Satyavrata was a popular Suryavamshi king of Ayodhya. He ruled his land fairly, and when he grew old, he crowned his son Harishchandra the next ruler. Satyavrata's next desire was to retain his mortal body when ascending to the heavens. So he requested his teacher, sage Vasishtha, to assist him. Vasishtha had tried to explain to him that this wish was neither natural nor something that would be acceptable to the gods. Satyavrata, however, was adamant. Vasishtha advised him, "O my dear king, you are certain to go to the heavens because of all the good deeds you have done in this life. But your mortal body must be discarded first. It is the law of nature." Undeterred, Satyavrata's pressured Shakti, sage Vasishtha's eldest son, to help him and even offered him wealth in exchange. Shakti was angered by the crude gesture of the bribe. When Vasishtha came to know of Satyavrata's actions, he cursed him. "You have committed three grave sins. You have not listened to your guru. You have attempted to use underhand means to get what you want. And you have harbored the unearthly desire to go to the heavens with your body. From this day on, you will be known as Trishanku, and may you wander this world without peace of mind or any aim." As Trishanku traveled through forests and kingdoms, he came across a famed sage Vishwamitra, who was also a Suryavamshi. Vishwamitra had once been a king, but had given up all association with worldly matters and taken to the life of a sage. But because he had not yet conquered the sins of jealousy and anger, he had not achieved enlightenment. Vishwamitra did not like Vasishtha, so when he learnt of his reasons behind Trishanku's aimlessness wandering, he saw an opportunity to put Vasishtha down and agreed to fulfill the old king's desire to move to the heavens with his body intact. "Don't worry, Trishanku. I will take it upon myself to ensure that your desire is fulfilled," he said. Many sages tried to talk Vishwamitra out of this arrangement, but the sage was adamant. He used his powers obtained from his prayers to begin performing the rites. Trishanku felt his body rise and head towards the heaven. He was ecstatic. When the gods above sensed an irregular occurrence, they assembled to see what was happening. If every sage begins to use his power for such a desire, then the heavens will become full of heavens, and it will no longer remain the heavens, said one of the gods. The gods agreed that something must be done. Indra took charge of changing the push of Trishanku back towards earth. Vishwamitra sensed Trishanku's body descending to the earth with his head towards him and becoming furious at Indra's move. He used all his power now to push the body back up again. This constant tug caused Trishanku to get stuck midway between the two realms and turn upside down. Unable to go either way, with no respite in sight, Indra, alarmed by the turn of events, approached the sage. He reasoned with him, "Dear sage, what are you doing? This will set a precedent for all mortals and result in conflict between the rules of heavens and the earth. We want peace, not war, in the future. We cannot allow mortals into heavens as long as they retain their physical form. With much difficulty, Indra managed to placate Vishwamitra, who was now in a fix. He understood the wishes of the gods, but could not forgo his promise to Trishanku. Vishwamitra created a new heaven for Trishanku that stood between the two realms of heaven and the earth. Thus, the term Trishanku Swarga was coined, indicating a state in which a person is caught between his or her desires and possession and neither here or there. Thank you.